Greetings in Jesus' name. Thank you for calling in again and joining us today. It is a blessing to look at the Word of God for encouragement, for instruction, and for inspiration. I was looking at a passage here in Micah recently, and I thought I would read that today. It's found in Micah chapter 6, verses 7 and 8. And Micah poses a question here under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Actually, it's starts in verse 6, chapter 6, verse 6, 7, and 8. And so under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, Micah asks a question. And he says, "With what shall I come before the Lord and bow myself before the high God? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams, 10,000 rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul?" And it keeps escalating there and going higher and higher and asking, would this be pleasing to the Lord? Would this make atonement? And then in verse 8, he says, "He has shown you, O man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you?" And he poses this as a question. "But to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God." And this is such a beautiful picture of repentance, a turning away from sin. And this is the heart of what the Lord asks of us: to do justly, to do what is right, to do justice. That is our action. God asks us to change our ways and to do what is right. That is what he wants. He doesn't want us to come with a calf or with ram. He wants us to change our ways. And then the next line, to love mercy. That speaks to our hearts, the desire of our hearts. Do we have a love for mercy in our hearts, to be merciful? If we have a love for mercy, then we will be merciful. And Jesus said, "Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy." And this is also what the Lord requires of us. He asks this of us, is that our hearts are in a place, come to the place where we have a love for mercy. Again, part of repentance, not just changing our actions, but also we need to have a change of heart. We need a new heart from the Lord Jesus Christ. And then the last line, and to walk humbly with your God. This speaks to our posture and our spirit. How does our spirit relate to God? It says, this is what the Lord requires, that we walk humbly with our God, that our spirit is humble, that we come to him in repentance and in brokenness. This is what he requires. This is what he will bless. He will not despise a broken and a contrite spirit. What does the Lord require? And then here it is. But to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. What a picture of repentance here for us in the book of Micah. What a beautiful illustration here. And we thank God for the inspiration of the Holy Spirit that came to the prophet this way, that he could write this down for us. It's so powerful. Even today, it just sums it up in a few short sentences. And that is, when I was reading here, I was just struck by the power of these short sentences, especially by the one that says, to love mercy, that a love for mercy should be in our heart. And so often that is lacking. I find that lacking very often. And so let's together have our actions, our hearts, and our spirits line up with what the prophet teaches us here and be blessed. And Jesus said, blessed are the merciful, they shall obtain mercy. So if we have this, if we walk in this manner, we have the promise that we will be blessed. God bless your day.